Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Sunday evening, Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there. Our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us, and especially we're rolling up on Veterans Day. Really want to thank you guys. We appreciate you very, very much. We could not have this great country that we live in without you. I want to thank our sponsors over at the Mississippi Beef Council who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Voting is now open for the best steakhouse and best burger joint in the state of Mississippi. You just got to go to the Mississippi Beef Council's Facebook page, register there, and vote. They do not collect your information. They're not selling it to anybody. They're not going to pester you. They just got to put that info in there to vote. Last year's winners, we have need to go to this place in Kosciuszko.
Yes.
Jason's Southern Table.
I've been wanting to go over there. I haven't been to Kosciuszko in a long time.
Right, so maybe put it on the list.
With nails.
It's on the list. Yep. And, of course, Ed's Burger Joint, best burger. I ate at Ed's Burger Joint today, so I'm in a very good mood.
That's a frequent stop of yours whenever you go through Hattiesburg.
I hate to support the USM NIL fund, but I had to do what I had to do there. I wanted to get a bacon cheeseburger, and it was delicious.
I do not hate supporting Robert St. John. I know.
Well, you know, you gotta sometimes, you know, one hand washes the other, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. If you're gonna cook out this weekend, it's still grilling season. I mean, look at the weather out here. It's in the 70s, the 80s, it's sunny. Get out and grill beef. It's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Go vote for your favorite steakhouse and burger joint here in the state. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. They're running a special this week, 18 for the Ole Miss's 8. Wait, never mind. Don't read that. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't actually going to read that.
They've gotten to everybody now.
The holidays are coming up. You want to put something under the tree for the Bulldog fan in your life, College Corner has the place for it. They have two locations to serve in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, Flow Over the Half Shell. Or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Everything maroon and white, whatever you're looking for those Bulldog fans in your life, get it this holiday season at College Corner. Black Friday is coming up. I will let you know what their special is. It's usually a beat-the-clock kind of deal, so you got to get there earlier to get bigger savings. I'll let you know as soon as I know. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship. I'm getting through it. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. I had a friend tell me the other day, he went to Restaurant Tyler and said, man, you weren't wrong. A guy, he had been for lunch a bunch of times.
Yeah.
He went for dinner.
Dinner's great.
And he was like, man, I need to go more often.
I don't go
like,
to dinner enough, but
yeah,
that will probably be our stop.
Wonder who's going to pay now that I'm
Don't get cocky.
Back in the game.
Not really.
I'm only two out.
Yeah, you're still down.
We got a lot of interesting games to pick tomorrow.
You're still down.
I'm still down. So I just hate that I got two wins because of Ole Miss and Alabama.
Like, yep. Yeah, there's
made a deal with the devil.
Well, it's kind of like your national championship pick that you put in at the Pearl River Resort.
You know what? Here's what happens if Ole Miss wins a national championship. I'm going to win $800. Plus, if Metallica ever plays at Vaught Hemingway Stadium, I get to sit in the skybox with Keith Carter. Huh. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's not great.
If that has to happen, if that has to come to pass, at least I'm going to get something out of it.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I'll have a lot of soul-crushing despair, but I'll also have some cash and great tickets to a concert.
Yeah, well, soul-crushing despair is kind of...
That's kind of my thing anyway.
It's just a normal happening.
It's just every day of our lives.
Yep.
So, not today. Saints won. Steelers won.
Today was fine.
I'm not wearing like I pointed at myself like I'm wearing a Saints shirt.
Yeah, that's your Super
Talk. It's a Super Talk shirt. Normally, I wear a Saints shirt to the thing, but I didn't today.
You're ashamed.
You know what? You're not wrong. Well, I mean, I was hanging out with a bunch of Saints fans, so, you know,
who were also ashamed, but they were happy.
But we were eating and drinking, and it was a good time.
You got to beat your hated Falcons,
I
too.
did get to do that. You know, sometimes, hey, if you can, you sometimes a win over your rival can really make your season.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, for Restaurant Tyler, great place to eat. I suggest you go try it. It's fantastic. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where they're located from the website, but show you how to manage your money, how they're going to help you manage your money, help you invest, help you plan for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you can't be on hold waiting for those answers. You need them now. You got things to do. Priority One Bank gets that. That's why they deliver a level of service you cannot get at those big corporate banks. So if you're looking for that level of service, you're looking to talk to a banker and have a relationship with one, that somebody you know from your community, you get it at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Before we get into anything MSU football related, a story. About 5 years ago, repairman comes to our house during the summer to fix the air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us, he's like, by the way, you know, one thing we need to do is get some insulation up there in your attic. Just, we need to put some up there, you know, help with your heating.
I'm like, yep.
Okay, great. No problem. Do that. He's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and bring the insulation, but I'm going to wait until the winter because it's too hot up there right now for me to be laying insulation. We're like, that's fine. He's like, it's not an issue during the summer for you. So he brings this massive, I'm sure you've seen it. You've been to my house.
Yes.
Massive roll of insulation. It's like at least 100 pounds rolled up of insulation. Winter comes, we'll call him. He'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll be by there this week. Never shows. Never shows. 1 year goes by. 2 years go by. 3 years go by. The guy dies.
What?
He dies. He passes away.
He's dead.
He's dead. Never came.
Rest in peace.
May you rest in peace. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
He just never showed up to put the insulation in. So now I've got this 100-pound roll of insulation in my driveway. So I tell my wife, I'm like, look, we got to get rid of this. Like, either we throw it away or we call maybe another repairman. Be like, hey, do you want to buy this? You can use it. I mean, it's been sitting out in the elements for 3 years.
Why don't you just get somebody to put it in?
Or that. That idea occurred to me, too. What do I get in return? I don't know. We'll get it taken care of. Don't worry, Brian. We'll get it taken care of. Another year goes by. And I'm just staring at this thing every day. I'm like, I hate you. I hate you so much. Insulation roll. I don't know why you're here. Today, I come home from Boomtown Biloxi. I pull onto my street. I'm like, what is that in the yard? On the curb for the trash man to pick up. It is the roll of insulation.
Jennifer had enough?
She's finally had enough. I walked in, I looked at her, and I went full Johnny Drama. I was like, victory! And she just looks at me and goes, what? I was like, the insulation! I have won the war. She goes, and she just looks at me and she goes, whatever. I was like, no, no. But I have been saying for 5 years, get it out of here.
The moral of the story is Brian makes his wife do the heavy lifting at his house.
If I had been home, I would have been like, if she had said move and I would have moved it.
But this has been sitting in your garage for a year?
Not to move it. She's
your wife has been trying to make a point, Brian. You need to move this.
No, no. I offered several
times. Who's the man of the house, Brian? You make the decisions.
I offered several times to move that, and she was always like, no, don't mess with it. I'm like, okay.
But she had finally just had enough.
I came home, and she had straightened up the driveway and, like, the garage. It's not a garage, but you know what I'm saying.
Not a garage. I mean, it's a carport.
Carport. She straightened up the carport.
Patio.
And had that thing that was out. I was just like, finally. Finally, I can have some peace. I have won the war. So, guys out there, you
needed some peace in your life today.
I needed something. I needed a win.
And you got the win.
I got a win. I'll take
Saints
and
insulation being taken out of your garage.
Yeah. Only Chelsea had pulled through. They drew. It wasn't as bad as it could.
No, well.
All right. Mississippi State falls to Tennessee 33-14. I mean, if anything, a predictable result, but maybe a better result than you and I thought it was going to be. Kind of a theme with these SEC games outside of Arkansas. You know, the games have been better than we thought they were going to be, but they're still losses. They're still falling, you know, further and further down the ladder here of the SEC. Tell them, Falk.
Well,
yeah, that's kind of where we are. Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of apathy mode setting in. It just feels like all these road games against top 10 teams are the same. You know,
it does feel like that.
This one is extra frustrating, though. I mean, I don't think you can be just like super angry about it or upset, because everybody going into this game thought, you know, we both predicted a blowout. You know, nobody predicted Mississippi State to win this thing. But when you get the starting quarterback out of the game, and Tennessee is not super sharp right now on the offensive side of the ball, there was an opportunity there for Mississippi State to spring an upset. It was. They're down 20-7 at the half, and Nico's out. There was your opening, and State just couldn't do it. And, you know, I thought this was probably their best defensive game, maybe.
I can't wait
in
to
SEC
talk about
play.
That.
In SEC play.
Yeah, no, I agree.
452 yards.
No.
33 points.
This is the best game since Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, considering.
Yeah, I mean, I guess UMass, but.
I mean, because here's the thing. You know, we know they're going to give up a lot of yards, all that junk.
Yeah.
You look at this. Are you still hearing me?
Yeah, I was hearing you the whole time.
Okay, my bad.
My voice sounded weird.
Well, the headphone, I think, just went out again. Oh, well. As long as you're hearing me, we're good.
I'm hearing you, and I was told headphones are coming.
Okay, so you look at the drives for Tennessee, and you have – they scored on their first possession, which was pretty terrible defensive play on fourth down. It looked like State was just not prepared at all on that. But I thought that they came back and had some really good possessions. They had a forced fumble. They had a great stop inside the 5-yard line defensively after being put in a terrible position. And then a punt. Those three possessions were three of the best possessions that State's played consecutively all year. They had a turnover on downs on four plays, and after the fumble, and then a three and out punt where they got 1 yard. So they were playing really well. And then you look the rest of the ball game until midway through the third quarter, they had that big 73-yard touchdown that was just kind of like a broken play or whatever for State. But the rest of those possessions, State was holding them to field goals or forcing punts. So the defense was doing its job for the most part in the game, still very overmatched, still, you know, not good enough. But 33 points against Kentucky when your defense has been this bad, I think that's manageable for Mississippi State. The problem is
– say Kentucky?
Tennessee. Yeah. My bad. Sometimes my mind – all the time my mind's all over the place.
Yeah, I got you.
Tennessee.
Right.
The problem is you're facing, to me, arguably, you know, that might be the best defense in the SEC. It's up there with Ole Miss, I think. And State just could not put together enough drives in this game to score points. And – that's kind of the conundrum you have. I didn't think Van Buren was great. 10 of 26 for 92 yards. I thought the rushing attack was very good. Quite frankly, I thought they should have ran it 50 times in this game. The running attack was working. Both running backs averaged 6 yards a rush. Mm-hmm. It was effective all night. I mean, there were very few times where they were stymied. And that, you know, that was kind of the problem early. I think they put a little too much on Van Buren right out of the gates, which they've done in a lot of these road games. And I don't understand that. You're putting your freshman in a tough spot when you're asking him to come out there and just start dropping back and pass it right off the gates. And he has not had good starts this year. He's gotten it together and performed well as the game's going on. But his first few possessions, especially on the road, have not been super efficient. And he was 10 of 26, like I said, 38% completion percentage. This was not one of his best games. State was penalized a lot. I just didn't think they played well in this game. Not well enough to compete. But what I'll say about it, and you know, nobody really wants to hear it, State played really hard in this game. That's been a theme for this team. They continue to play hard. And that's the only takeaway that you can have at this point, because everything else has been said. There's literally nothing else that we can say that's different than what we've said from week to week at this point with this team defense, some of their issues on the offensive side. But they are playing hard, and you know the moment of truth is these last 2 weeks. Can State find some major positives to take? Can they beat Missouri, can they get the upset in that game? Can they stay in the ball game against Ole Miss and take some positives there? And then you go into the off season and do what you do. So, you know, it's time for the season to wind down and come to an end. I mean, this has just been a gruesome season to follow, and it's been very difficult to talk about. I don't know how we're going to talk about it on the rest of the show, but I'm sure you do have some things that are true.
I do have some things that are true. I mean, everything you said was true there, though, so don't, you know, don't sell yourself short on that. But yeah, let's just dive right into it. That's brought to you by the good folks over at Pip Printing and Signs. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. If you own a business, you know how important the printing is to it. You know that that's what gets the message of your business out to your customers. That's what gets people in the door. That's what keeps them coming in the door. If you don't have a good printing program behind you, you're going to struggle to get customers to come to your business. That's where Pip Printing and Signs is there for you. 30 years of experience. Go to their website at pipridgeland.com to learn more, see everything that they can do for you and your business. And then you call Cam Baker and you tell him, hey, I heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. I want to do business with you. And he's going to make it happen for you. 601-499-5216. Remember, if you're a Bulldog fan, 10% of your sale with Pip Printing and Signs, if you choose to do with business with them, goes to the Bulldog Initiative. Goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. That's a deal you can't pass up. When you need printing, call Pip today. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place for the smoked southern soul food that you are looking for, and I certainly know that you are looking for it because it is delicious. Nothing better than a weekday lunch or even a weekend lunch at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, except for maybe a weekend dinner or a weekday dinner at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. The food there is just fantastic. We love it so, so much. We also love the Older Brother, Starkville's best new restaurant. When we want a fancy sandwich, we know the place to head to. When we want the shrimp po' boy, the crook monsieur, or what is fastly becoming one of the best well-known burgers in Starkville. The Older Brother burger is a work of art. Good. If you have not enjoyed it yet, and their French fries, I feel like I haven't talked about the French fries recently. They are the best French fries in town. There are no French fries in this town that compete with the Older Brother's French fries. Fried in beef fat, seasoned perfectly with a blend of herbs and spices. They're not like Kentucky Fried Chicken. They got their own herbs and spices going over there. You need to go check out the French fries and the sandwiches on the menu at the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
Oh, I can't even get a Houston Nut 50. That's how hurt he is over there, folks. It's all right. We could do a whole podcast where it was just
groaning the entire time.
You know, we'll give it a quick second here. You ready?
I did that for about 3 hours on Saturday night.
Yeah, I did it a lot during the afternoon too. Just for the record,
I bet.
Just for the record.
Oh,
I think at some point I said I can't wait to go put on my clown suit on Monday and eat another bowl of crap.
Yes.
So
that's gonna be fun few weeks.
I say all that to tell you what a great job Advantage Business Systems does to bring you business technology.
We're not A-ing over Advantage Business Systems, I promise.
If we were talking about Advantage Business, we'd be like, oh, hey, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they are the best. They have the best name brands, the best pricing, but more importantly, the best service. These are machines. They will break down over time. You want to know that you can make a simple phone call to the people you bought the appliance from and get it taken care of. Is it appliance? Is it an appliance? I don't think it's an appliance, is it?
I mean, yeah.
Is a copier...
Yeah.
All right. I mean, rumblings level question. Is a copier an appliance?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an appliance.
I'm going to take your word for that.
It's an office appliance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, long story short, when you need one, you call Advantage Business Systems.
It's not like a refrigerator, but I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say
601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. is the place to grab the maroon and white merchandise that you cannot get anywhere else. They have the biggest, best, and most unique selection of it in Starkville. When you're in Starkville, a trip to Maroon & Co. is a must. If you can't make it, there's always the website, maroonandco.com. Most importantly, use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply this holiday season. When you're looking to put something under the tree, get it at Maroon & Co. I had something I wanted to tell you, and then it slipped my mind. We're talking about appliances, the rumblings. Oh, I remember what it was. So I hosted the show by myself, as you know, on Friday, Sports on Mississippi.
And just you?
It was me and Will East.
Oh, wow.
So
Borky went to Nashville. Borky went to the wedding.
Did you see the video?
No.
He was talking about one of the chickens.
I started watching it, and then something happened.
He was talking about the chickens.
And there was a chicken coop in the back.
One of them was named Dr. Pecker.
Oh, God.
And he just said it, and I was just like, all right. So anyway, during the show, one of the bumper music coming back was Jump by Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Will, I was like, I had an idea. I explained, I was like, I'm a great idea guy. I just don't know how to put them into practice. I don't know how to make videos and GIFs and all that. I was like, but wouldn't it be cool if we did a Van Halen video and like it was the three guys on the show and you as Van Halen?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah. I was like, you know, and I said, I think Borky should be Lee Roth. So I got a text from Rob Hathaway.
Oh, God. Rob Hathaway was waiting for that moment.
He said, like, the radio is playing, and all I see is the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear myself talking. I'm like, okay. And then I said, Lee Roth. He turns the camera around. He's like, what the heck?
I thought we covered this.
I just sent him a text like, it's just habit at this point, man. I can't break it.
Mr. Lee Roth. By the way, I have a Dr. Pecker. Dr. Pecker is my nickname for a lot of people in life, actually.
Wouldn't you like to be a Pecker, too?
There's a lot of them out there.
All right.
Brian Bohannon has, you know, the Kennesaw State head coach.
Yeah, not the
– he is now
– it's Brad Bohannon.
Yeah, he is now speaking out against Kennesaw State.
Oh.
Yes. They fired him today, and he said, I just wanted to make it clear that I did not step down as the head coach.
You remember Kroom did that?
Yes, he did.
Which is
– Yes, he did. And I don't think anybody cared.
I don't think a single soul cared. All right. These are the things that are true are brought to you by the good folks over at Bell Building Supply, the platinum big green egg dealer in the Golden Triangle. If you live in the Golden Triangle and you're looking for the perfect, perfect Christmas gift for dad, it is a big green egg. If you see all these commercials and they go outside with mom and she's got the Lexus with the big bow on it. And, it was a December to remember.
Yeah, I never got that.
Well, good, because that means you didn't get an $800 a month car payment. But what I'm telling you is if you take dad out in the backyard on Christmas Day and there's a big green egg with a bow on it out there, a tear will come to his eye.
Yes.
Because you have gotten him the premier cooking apparatus. And you should do it with Bell Building Supply. They are the platinum dealer in this area. So when you talk about big green eggs in Starkville and Columbus and in West Point, you're talking about Bell Building Supply. I have one now, and I tell you what, it makes cooking enjoyable, makes it easy, and it makes some of the best food you're ever going to eat. Go to Bell Building Supply. Take a look at their selection. Take a look at everything that you can find for the big green egg. Get the accessories. Make it the whole deal, and you will make dad a very happy man this holiday season. I got six things that are true. Let's just jump right in. Number one, Van Buren was eventually going to have a bad game. All right? I mean, Brady, Breeze, Montana, they all had bad games. All right? I felt like there was some feeling around Mississippi. And I think I bought into it a little bit, too, because if you go back to last week, I said, you know, for State to win, he's got to play a better game than he played against Georgia. And I fully believed he was capable of it, but Tennessee is a great defense.
Yeah.
And they had a great game plan, and State's offensive line is not great.
And it's tough to hold up against what they do up front.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. One combines with two, it hurts the most that he had it on the best rushing night of the season. As you alluded to, in the third quarter, State could not be stopped running the football. They were gashing Tennessee to the point where I was like, that's it. That's the veer and shoot. There it is. We're seeing it. And if they could have done any, I mean, if you go to the second play of the game, if you hit Traore there, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah.
And who knows, again, I'm not saying State wins, but who knows how the game plays out if Van Buren can complete four or five more passes down the field.
Yeah. And the thing about him is, what you have to remember is he's still a freshman. This is a kid that for the first time in his life is playing in these atmospheres. He's only going to be better for it. He's still going to have one of the best freshman seasons of any quarterback at State ever. I mean, that's by the end of this year, he's going to, you're going to look back and say that was a pretty darn good job for him to come in as a true freshman when you lose the guy that was supposed to be your starting quarterback all year. So it wasn't a good game by any means, but I think that it was a good learning experience for him, just another tough road environment that he had to go into. I mean, you're talking about right now. I mean, you're down to, like, by the end of the year, LSU is, and A&M, I guess, would be the only two tougher environments that he hasn't played in as a true freshman already. So, he's going to be fine, but you're right. It wasn't a great night.
Wasn't his night. So on, moving on. Number three, it really is something that we're being honest. We are telling you the truth when we say, hey, the defense played better on a night where they gave up 33 points and 450 yards. That is maybe the saddest thing we've said all year.
Sad, man. I
But
tweeted
they did play better.
on the touchdown, that first touchdown. I tweeted like, "This is just sad." I mean, that touchdown was sad. Like everybody's out of position. It was
What is
fourth
it?
down. They were, just get a stop, get off the field. Couldn't do it. I mean, it was easy touchdown too.
What is it about Mississippi State that gets it into defensive coordinators' heads that you can cover all SEC caliber receivers man to man with safeties?
Makes no sense.
Shoup did it. Grantham did it. Arnett did it all the time. Brock did it last year, and now I Hutzler has been infected with everything else. Might as well give him this too. But Isaac Smith, God bless him, has no business man to man with Squirrel White.
Yeah,
If you're drawing up, this is what I said. This goes hell. This
I
goes
would rather
back.
send him on a blitz right there and put somebody else
This
in.
goes back to Nico Whitley covering Dante Moncrief. Like if you draw the defense up on the board and you're like, oh, hold up. So is our safety covering their All-American wide receiver here, man to man? Yes. Okay, scratch that. Erase, erase. We can't have that in the game plan.
Yeah,
That's rough.
I thought really like other than that first possession,
They
I
were
actually
okay.
thought they were in position most of the
They were
night,
okay.
and that I mean they just got beat on a lot, and they didn't get a lot of help from the officiating. There was
No, a couple of interference calls
there
could
were
have.
some bad
I
calls.
agree, but. They legitimately played better. Now, does
They
that mean
did.
anything? Does that
Didn't
mean
mean they
much?
were good. It just I mean we can because there's somebody out there who's gonna be
Hey,
like, are you quit trying to take up for the defense? No.
I'm skinnier than I was last year.
The defense was still
Still
very
fat.
bad.
I'm still fat.
The defense was still
Still
very
very
bad,
bad.
but that was probably the best they've played
There's
in
been an
SEC
improvement,
play.
Robbie. Maybe we should. No, absolutely we should not.
Well, you know what?
Under no circumstance.
I feel
I know you do.
I can already feel it coming.
You do well.
That it's going to be like, well, look at the improvement
I
that we
hope that's just
made.
indigestion. Then, if that's the case, then they might need what Kroom got. Just be like 65, 70 points and just make it untenable.
Well, over in the Egg
In the
Bowl,
Egg Bowl, yeah.
yeah.
And Kiffin might do you a favor there.
I mean, I fully expect Kiffin to run it
I
up.
do too.
This is his chance to
Yeah, just
embarrass
absolutely
Lebby,
embarrass him,
embarrass
yeah.
Mississippi State,
Yeah.
play to the fan base. I
Yeah.
think it's going to happen.
All right. Number five. It was a little chippy in the post game.
Was it?
Yeah, some people were mad. And what I'll say is this.
Oh, in your post
My
game.
post game, yeah.
Okay.
Like, somebody comes in and is like, it's stupid that we keep receiving the opening kickoff. And I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, what does it
Like, I give
matter?
up the things. So what I was going to say is this. The amount of emotion MSU fans are, I mean, people are angry. Now, a lot of that is Georgia winning, losing that game.
The bulk of why people are angry
Yeah.
is because Ole Miss is
If Ole
good.
Miss had lost yesterday and State loses another game, I think State fans by and large are like, at least they're not in the playoff. And
If
that's how
Ole
you
Miss
feel.
was sitting here with 6 or 7 wins right
Yeah.
now, no, everybody would be, people would still be
They
upset.
do have 7 wins.
They have 8, right?
They're 7-2, aren't they? With 3 to go?
They're 8-2, I'm pretty sure. No?
They have 2 games to go. No, they're 8-2.
Yeah, that's what
Okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
If they were
If
sitting
they
here
had
at
just
six
lost
and
yesterday,
four or
yeah.
like 7-3,
It was the
then
way they
people would not
lost.
be as angry.
I think yesterday was a combination of, I think the Barstool thing set people off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into Ole Miss actually winning the game. And then, you know, you just get the same thing from State that you've always got. I think people, it's just a tipping point.
The Barstool thing. Dave Portnoy does not give a crap about Ole Miss. That is 100% because of Brandon Walker.
You're correct.
100%.
But what is perception is reality.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like
he did give them 40 grand.
That I think that was already like that. That's already been a thing, right? With
or whatever. But to give them publicly $40,000 and to say we want you to keep beating the, you know,
I totally get it. And I totally get it. I'm just saying that's why it's
happening. Basketball thing. I know that State got money out of Barstool, a lot more money than 40 grand. I know that.
But it's not public.
But it's not the it's the public perception of things right now.
But that's what you.
I will tell you right now, I feel like that's very untenable for Brandon at this point. Like, I don't know how much longer he can continue. I understand it's a bit. But at some point, a bit has to have some redemption to it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be they're going to come to Starkville, and Dave is going to be like, you know what? This place is actually really cool. And
but it's not. It's not.
And by the way, here's a check for the Bulldog Initiative. You know, we want to play fair and blah, blah.
They treat Brandon like the court jester.
Which is incredible. And
they march him through the Grove yesterday.
He's just sitting right there.
Yeah. And here's the thing too about him. Like, if Ole Miss was like not good, yeah, they wouldn't have anything to do with him. Like they're fans,
right?
He's in that position and they're good, yeah, so they're like, he's a little mascot, yeah, for him.
So it's just,
hey, what is the deal with? I know a little bit of it, but the Dave Portnoy and Zach Bryan, they have a feud. He's
so apparently
trying to sue him or something.
Apparently, Zach Bryan's ex girlfriend works for Barstool.
Yeah.
And apparently he was very abusive to her. I don't know if physically, but definitely emotionally.
Cheated on her.
Yeah, cheated on her. And then tried to get her to sign an NDA and like offered her $12 million, just like, don't talk about me. And she refused to do it. She refused that money and went on Dave's podcast and was just laying all the dirt about Zach.
Oh, boy.
So just not great.
And that's not the group that I would want to piss off.
No, you don't want to do that. So, but the thing with Brandon, man, I feel bad for him. I don't really feel bad for him because I know what he makes.
He's
making a lot of money.
But that's what makes it hard for him to leave. Like, where is he going to go?
Well, I mean, here's what I would ask you. You know, with On3, let's just say with On3 made you out like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then clean slate with 24/7. Let's just say that they, you know, you could go and you would run the 24/7 page. It would just be you. But they were only going to pay you 75% of what you make at On3. But you don't have to put up.
I make less.
You make less, but you're not having to put up with everything that's happening there.
If I'm making enough to where I'm living healthy,
yeah,
then yeah, I would do it. With my last situation, yeah, I talked about that with my wife. Like, if I can have a better situation, yeah, where I'm not, where it's just not constantly weighing on me, if I can make a little less money, yeah, I would take it.
And I think with Brandon, like, I was talking with some friends about this today. I was like, the Ringer doesn't have any college football.
Yeah.
Like, he would be a good fit there. DraftKings is throwing around money for podcasts. Colin Cowherd's throwing around money. There's money to be made for Brandon. He can still do well for himself. He may not make the same money he's making at Barstool, but he doesn't have to be the clown,
yeah,
the butt of
and,
every
and
joke.
And Mississippi State is suffering for it,
it
too.
It is. It absolutely.
I mean, again, the constant like crap on Mississippi State because of Brandon.
One thing, and you know what's? I don't know if people know this, but they were going to come here last year,
yeah,
for the Alabama game. Now, right. I'm kind of glad they didn't, and with the way everything worked out, but Portnoy basically overruled him and was like, no, we're going to go to Michigan, Nebraska, because I want to see Michigan. And that's fine, but at some point it has to come around where Portnoy and those guys embrace Starkville a little bit and embrace Mississippi State, and it just doesn't feel like it's ever going to happen.
They did, not that group, but the
baseball guys did.
Who was that? Like the guys from Chicago?
Yeah.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And I just get so tired of Starkville getting,
yeah,
crapped on. I mean, it's so lazy. It's so childish that people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Starkville is not this big mecca or this metropolis or anything like that, but it's a unique place. filled with good people, mm-hmm. that's got great food, and in certain situations, a great atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Right now, obviously, it's not.
It's not.
But if you go back, if you pull anyone in college football and college sports right now, and you put them in a time machine, you take them back to mm-hmm. Auburn, Mississippi State, 2014, and you put them in the stadium.
It's the same thing that happened.
It's the same thing that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It's not that Mississippi State has a bad atmosphere per se, which, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things they have to work on. It's the fact that the football team's not good. If the football team was good, none of that stuff would matter. Better. It would be amazing.
You still don't have the bells and whistles that you need to have.
Right.
But at the same time, yes, if State were even, it doesn't even be good, Robbie, if they were going to go into the Missouri game 4-6.
Yeah.
There would be a big crowd for the Missouri game.
There would, because people would be talking
we can beat moving Missouri in the right and go to the Egg Bowl, and maybe we can beat them.
Yep.
But instead, it's not like that. So I
just get tired
Brandon,
of the.
Brandon is our friend. We love Brandon, and
he's miserable in that situation.
He's our ambassador. He is the guy who flies our flag publicly, and these guys I said on the post game, I was like, I'm just a guy, and I don't matter. But I'm done with Barstool.
Here's the thing, like,
but
that's
Brandon. I will not listen to any more of their podcasts. I will not consume any more of their content. I will not buy any more of their merchandise. I am done with Barstool. I got to make a choice there.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, double-edged sword, because Brandon joined Barstool
mm-hmm.
because they entered his podcast or whatever mm-hmm. and started getting the mentions and stuff like it was always because he was kind of the gesture to them.
Yeah.
Portnoy brought him on to use him as a joke.
I have a certain amount of that in my job too.
Yeah, but I mean,
I love Richard and Borky. And people you're like, how can you work with those guys? I can never repay the debt that I owe Richard Cross. I can never repay.
You weren't brought in as a joke.
Brought in as a joke, but my role on the show has evolved. Where I am the guy that makes people laugh. Like, Cross is never going to be that guy. Borky is never going to be that guy. They'll tell jokes every now and then. But I am the guy that makes the jokes. Like, yeah. I made a comment the other day about that. He made a joke and it fell flat. I was like, I make the jokes on this show. But at the same time, I'm kind of the punching bag sometimes. And that's fine, because I play that role. And that's fine. But I also get redemption on that show. Like, 2 years in a row, Richard Cross has gone to the Palmer home and had to wear maroon and white. And I've won bets on that show, and I've won egg bowls, and I've made fun of Ole Miss, you know, where I fell out of the chair, and I had Joel in the office that time throwing chairs at me after the egg bowl. Because I can get away with that stuff. And it's like, Brandon can't get a moment like that. They won the egg bowl. We won by two. He got to throw two eggs at Mintz. I mean, it's just... It's a burden for Brandon. I hope he's doing okay.
Yeah.
Because mentally, you and I were talking before the show, like, this has been a tough few months for us. All right? We had, on top of the football season, three of our best friends have taken other jobs in the last 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, these are people.
People that, you know, when State's struggling like this and our job is a burden at times, like,
they can help pick us
up. And I'm not saying that our job is a burden, but it gets tougher and tougher to do.
Like, it's just tough to come on here and be entertaining about a 2-7 football team.
Yeah. When the same things are happening and there's just not a whole lot you can say. But yeah, I mean, I feel bad for him because we deal with a lot of the same crap that he does, mm-hmm. but in a much smaller scale.
Right.
From fans.
Well, yeah.
People getting in our DMs, like, threatening us. Ole Miss fans have called my 6-year-old daughter a whore.
Yeah.
When she was 3 years old.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah.
And, you know, that kind of stuff, while you know, we have to have thick skin or whatever, mm-hmm. that's very difficult to not get
mm-hmm.
upset about.
Right.
And he deals with that on a daily basis from people all over the country.
Made him make him go through the Grove. What they did, I mean, they basically sent him out there with a target. And they were like, just walk to the Grove, and we're going to film it, and we know what's going to happen.
It was Cersei Lannister walking through the walking through the streets.
Yeah, a lot more F-bombs, though.
He just didn't have to walk through naked.
And he had to sit there and take it. I mean, that's tough.
It's very difficult. And they did that. They went there in large part. To put him in that situation.
Yeah, that show was constructed to make Brandon look like that.
And here's
as a byproduct, Mississippi State had to look.
Here's another thing, and like I'm, you know, a lot of the stuff that they do, you know, to me is over the top. But like I'm not some prude or anything like that. But they gas up a lot of these fans,
mm-hmm.
like vitriol, things like that. They want them to be, you know, almost like Woodstock 99 stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What happens if, you know, an Ole Miss fan is drunk as a skunk out there at that pregame show and decides, you know, they want to take a shot?
Well, I mean, that's what happened
at the
Iowa.
They want to throw something at him.
That's what
happened
with Iowa.
I mean,
like Casey Smith is up there pregnant and got hit with a bottle or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like this is.
I told Brandon, I was like, I'll be amazed if somebody doesn't hit you with something. He was just like, well, it is what it is. So, all right. We're going to completely change gears here on this fifth thing that is
true. I feel like some of that needed to be said.
Yeah, you know? I agree. Number five, I think Kevin Coleman should be first-team All-SEC. He is the most consistent football player in this conference. Every week, you know what you're going to get from Kevin Coleman. In a game where nobody had more than one catch except for Kevin Coleman, he had five catches for 68 yards. You can write down between 5 and 7, between 60 and 90, and you can probably do a touchdown every third game. It's amazing. We talked in the offseason about how one receiver always rises above.
Uh-huh.
It's incredible to watch it in practice. It's like Akari's open, Craver's open, but he is always finding Coleman, and Coleman is always making catches.
62 catches. The next in line is Sadu Traore at 29.
Yeah.
This is like it's not quite as good a season as Elijah Moore. Not even close, actually.
Yeah.
But it's what Elijah Moore did against the rest of his receiving crew.
Yeah.
62 for 756, 5 touchdowns. Yeah. And a lot of these passes.
He is now the leading receiver in terms of catches in the league. Now, obviously, Trey Harris being hurt has hurt that. But
a lot of these passes that he's catching, he makes something out of nothing. Like, it's, you know, somebody's right on top of him and he's able to kind of scoot away from him.
Yeah.
He is worth, you know, Mississippi State going over the top.
Yeah,
to spin NIL.
If he goes to the draft, that's fine. But he cannot go to another school.
Yeah, the state needs to do what it takes to keep him.
Agreed.
Mario Craver.
I feel like they will.
Yeah,
they will. Last one. They can beat Missouri. I'm not saying they're going to beat Missouri. I'm saying they can beat Missouri. They can do it.
Simply. I watched Missouri last night.
Crazy game!
It was an insane game, but it was. It was terrible for the first 3.5 quarters.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the situation's going to be with Brady Cook. Do we know his injury status?
We don't know it yet. I mean, and they play at South Carolina this week, though. So that pass rush, I don't know, man. I might keep him out another game. But at the same time, they're not in the playoff race, but they kind of are. If they finish 10-2, they've got a case to make, I guess.
They do, man. They're still very much.
Yeah. We'll see.
They can
win the game. State can win it. I just don't know that. I don't know that they will. All right, that was important,
and they really need to.
I feel like our monologue on Brandon there was very important. Let's talk about something else that's important, shall we?
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
Coffee is for Closers is brought to you by, we're going to have a graphic for that very soon, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Broome.
That would be really weird.
Now, if it was B-R-E-W-M.
Broome.
But it's not. It was just Broome like a broom.
We could put it in Broome and just change the name.
I didn't see a single business in Broome though, so I don't know if that's gonna be
might not work.
Yeah,
population might not be enough to sustain some success there.
But the good folks in Broome can get Strange Brew Coffee. They just got to go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com and order it to be shipped. The holidays are here. It's time to start ordering some gifts. Put some Strange Brew Coffee in the stocking of a coffee lover of your house. They will be very, very happy. Michael Van Buren, no coffee. Didn't play well enough. And it's kind of funny that we talked about him on Monday. You know, Levy talked about it. It's like, I challenge him. I want him to play better. And he didn't respond in this game. And we knew it was going to happen. This is a really, really good defense. really good. But he just didn't play good enough. And if I had to pick one guy to give it to, that's the guy today.
But I think that's why Lebby has been so adamant that he needs to play better. Because Lebby understands that, you know, people are kind of gassing him up and they're telling him how great he is as a true freshman and he's going to be a great player, all this stuff. And all he sees is all the little things that he's not doing
right.
That can make him a significantly better player.
Yeah.
And it's one of the reasons why Van Buren, you know, loves Lebby so much is because that's who he is. He's going to constantly be coaching and teaching him. And I'm sure the film session is probably going to be tough for him this week.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a kid that I think, you know, he has that mindset that he's not going to be satisfied with what he's done. He's going to want to get better this week.
Yeah. I know in the SEC, y'all think I'm going to say Georgia. And they would be very deserving, no question, right? But it's LSU.
Mm-hmm.
To lose at home like that is embarrassing. And now Brian Kelly gets to be on the hot seat going into next season. I saw an interesting tweet from a guy who I don't typically agree with a lot, Dan Wolkin. But he's like, he made a good point. He said, Scott Woodward has this great reputation of he is the best hiring AD out there. He hired Jimbo Fisher and now Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
And
at the two
massive schools,
yeah,
big guys, at the most big important contracts, and they haven't really delivered anything yet. And, I mean, obviously Jimbo's out. And
McMahon for basketball hasn't really done much.
Yeah, I mean, you're correct.
Yeah, Johnson obviously is a great hire, and so is Kim Mulkey.
Yeah.
But for
football,
yeah,
it hasn't been great. So 42-13, I blame two people for this loss. Neither of them are on the football team.
Okay.
The governor of Louisiana.
Yes.
The whole Tiger thing. I mean, at that point, in a state that believes in voodoo and things like that, you knew that was not going to end well.
Not even from Louisiana.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. You just can't.
The other guy. By the way, where did Tigers come from with LSU? I mean, it fits, but are there a bunch of Tigers in Louisiana?
Because in the Civil War, one of the battalions from Baton Rouge was called the Fighting Tigers.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know more about LSU than any other state fan I think I've ever met.
I know more about college football.
But LSU specifically.
Well, I mean, I have a ton of LSU people in the family.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
the Fighting Tigers
was a Civil War battalion. Yeah. They were called the Fighting Tigers.
Interesting.
All right. Number two guy to blame for this, a friend of ours, Matt Moscona.
Matt Moscona.
He trolled Bama.
He did.
All offseason long.
Bama's burning.
He was asking for this. He was
which I have thoroughly enjoyed.
I enjoyed it. It's been hilarious. I've texted him like three or four times. I'm like, I am dying at what you're saying. But he was asking for what happened, and it happened to him.
I have not been impressed with LSU most of this year.
They're not great.
They against Ole Miss, they used the atmosphere.
Yeah.
The atmosphere carried them to a win.
Yeah.
And just the history of Ole Miss at LSU.
Yeah.
But they, other than that, I mean,
I haven't been impressed.
They should have lost to South Carolina. Yeah. They did lose to USC.
Year, they won the West. They lost four games.
Yeah.
Next year needs to be, if he's not competing for the SEC championship next year, he's probably gone.
I mean, he's really, he's underperforming by, you know, Les Miles standards.
Well, again, the previous three coaches there have won national titles, and he is not close to winning one.
No.
And he's not going to get a chance this year. They're not going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the issue is with him. I always thought when he was hired, I remember us talking about that and saying that was such a weird fit.
Well, yeah, and like last year, the offensive half of the team was good enough to win the national title.
Yes.
The defensive half of the team was barely good enough to win.
Well, that's the thing. You have, it's kind of Mississippi State in 2018. You had three first-round picks on defense, and you won eight games. Yeah. Last year, you had Heisman Trophy winner and
two first round receivers,
the best wide receiver in the country, and another one that all three of those guys are playing really well in the NFL.
Yeah, and you won nine games.
I mean,
All right, nationally, I could have put Georgia here as well, but I didn't. I went with Miami.
Yeah.
The ACC is now a one bid league.
They're kind of fraudulent. They only have one loss.
They've been living by the skin of their teeth. They can still go to the playoff. Don't get me wrong. They can still be in the playoff because the ACC champion will be in the playoff, and they have a chance to do that. But they killed any chance of the ACC being a two-bid league.
Yeah. So. You know, that's a team that, like you said, they've been kind of close to losing.
I mean, I say that I give them no coffee, and they could very, very easily in the next few weeks be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
But that was just not a great performance.
Because the ACC is just not impressive.
Yeah. I love to watch Georgia Tech. They just, all they do, are you kidding me? Run the ball. Also, a special shout out, somebody who does get coffee is Utah's athletic director.
Yes.
Because for too long, referees have just been allowed to run roughshod over us. Here's what I'm going to say. ADs probably shouldn't be the one to do it. Like, I don't know what Selman makes, probably $750,000, right? That's a good salary, but a $50,000 fine is a chunk, right? Mm-hmm. When you're Jeff Levin, you make $4.25 million, and you could probably just make a phone call and get $50,000. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go in on the refs, but you got to have my back. Just do it. Leach always got, maybe he's like, I don't want to get fined. I just want to go, Mike, you've got to be worth at least $30 million.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just one time, just say it. And just get it out of your system. The referees receive so much protection from us that you can't question them after the game. People get mad at you. If you question, you know what the new, like, for years it's been like, if you question a coach, oh, well, why don't you be a coach? Because you can't just be a coach, right? But what people tell you is, well, you can be a referee. Why don't you come out here and help summer ball? Why don't we just build a robot?
Yeah. That's what I don't understand is that we get to hold players accountable. Mm-hmm. We get to hold coaches accountable.
But not.
And we even get to hold ADs accountable, which is what's happening here.
But not.
But the referees are completely off limits.
Also, I'd like to point out, apparently it was a good call. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I went to bed. I didn't watch.
I mean, I had to be up in the morning to drive down to the coast, but yeah.
But I watched, you know, like 2.5 quarters from my cousin.
Yeah.
But, I thought Utah was in full control, and they just kind of blew it. But these referees.
I didn't watch the highlights, but.
You know, some of these games are just despicable. Like, the officiating hating is terrible. Why are they above reproach? Why can't we talk about the calls that they're missing?
I don't know.
I didn't have a big problem with that, but I thought he was wrong in that, but I didn't really have a big issue with it.
There you go. All right, tomorrow's show, there is no press conference with Jeff Levy tomorrow. We'll talk some hoops. We've got MSU. We played men's and women's hoops this weekend. We'll recap those games. Plus, State's playing on Tuesday night, so we can maybe give it a little bit of preview of that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do our SEC picks, as I said. Little. I've narrowed the margin a little bit. Still behind by a good margin, though. So we'll see what happens there, and maybe some other stuff. Who knows? Will pop up between now and then. Don't forget, this is also a bye week for Mississippi State. We've got another bye week blitz coming. We'll be talking to Coach Lamonis, and Coach Ricketts this week. Get to talk to them about what's going to happen this spring at Mississippi State. Guys, have a great Monday. Back with you on Tuesday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.